You're listening to Off the Clock, Arts and Culture on KBIA. I'm Jen Cooper. Just in time for Veterans Day, we're going to find out how one MU student veteran is encouraging veterans to express their experiences in the military through writing. But first, three times a week, the Como Derby Dames, a women's roller derby team in Columbia, puts on their helmets, mouth guards, and skates to practice for their weekly match, or bouts as they prefer to call it. But one issue the team faces is they have to go to Jefferson City for each match because they don't have the facilities in Columbia. Playing in Jefferson City costs the team many fans and even teammates. They're trying to raise money to skate in Columbia again. KBIA's Sophie Rasmussen filed this audio postcard.
My name is Laura Pruitt, and I skate for the Como Derby Dames. My roller derby name is L on Wheels. I'll take my mouth guard out, and you will be able to understand me a lot better. Much better.
So, skate, when you reach this cone, I want you to go from a roll up into your toe stop run. Okay?
This indoor basketball court that we're in, it would be great if it was a lot bigger. We need more space for safety so that we're not running into walls and bleachers. We need a lot more room for all the people who are going to be coming to watch us. The track that we pretend is on the floor here is smaller than a regulation track. And because we belong to WFDA, which is Women's Flat Track Derby Association, there are regulations on the size of the track, the size of the space around the track, because the referees have to have an entire lane around to skate, look in, and watch what we're doing. So we have an opportunity to skate in Columbia instead of, 40 minutes away, which is where we've skated the last 3 years. We are doing everything we can to raise this money. We're trying to get $10,000 to buy a floor, a sound system, seating, and a storage unit. I know we're going to do it. We're halfway there. We've got till December 1st, and it means that our friends are going to get to come watch us play, and our sponsors are going to see the benefit of their dollars helping us so that we can play the sport we love.
Each time you get a little lower.
It is absolutely our dream to have our 2015 season in Columbia. We know that we're going to be more cohesive because we're going to have skaters. It's going to be easier for them to come. I think there are a lot of skaters that just think, I don't want to do that. I don't want to drive to Jeff City. And I think once they see that many fans coming, they're just going to want to play. I get a lot out of the time I put into what I do. It's rewarding because I know that it helps the team do what we want to do. That's why I'm happy to go and knock on a door or walk up to someone and be like, hey, have you heard of roller derby? Because we're the Como Derby Dames and we're a really great group of skaters. And you should give us some money because we're awesome. I think we will. I really do. I think we will win more games because, it's like we will have won this fight.
Since we last spoke to Laura Pruitt, the Como Derby Dames have raised a total of $7,000. Up next, I hung out with Mark Olson, an Operation Iraqi Freedom veteran and an MU student, who started a veterans writing group here in Columbia. He says he wants veterans to write their own history.
Failure to fall in line. No uniformity. If it's not in the box, it's unmeasurable, thus insubstantial. What, if anything, did I fight for? Did you not train asymmetrical thought? Did you not teach adaption? Am I there, present, and accounted for? Your plan, the plan, my plan, a niche? Here I fit, outside of your box. It's what you wanted. What else shall I do?
That's Mark Olson. He isn't your typical MU student. He's a 28-year-old veteran. Olson joined the active army in 2005, spent two long tours in Mosul, Iraq, as a designated squad marksman, which is kind of like a sniper, and was medically retired in 2010 due to injuries he sustained during his deployments. If you saw Olson, you'd never guess that he's a veteran. He has a full beard and his arms are covered in tattoos. He says his fellow classmates make up stories to explain his past. Most people would also never guess that Olson writes poetry. Olson recently decided to start up a veterans writing group in his basement. The group is still working on a formal name. Olson says one of the reasons he started the group is because too many veterans commit suicide.
I've had a lot of veterans and a lot of friends of veterans commit suicide. And it just kills me to know that the reason, a large reason as to why they're doing that is because they don't feel like anybody understands them.
According to the Department of Veterans Affairs 2012 suicide report, an estimated 22 veterans commit suicide every day. Another reason why Olson says he started the Veterans Writing Group is to inform Americans about military experiences. He says Americans want to hear these stories because they were a part of the war just as much as soldiers. Olson says writing and sharing experiences is a therapeutic way to release dark experiences. He says the writing group also helps veterans realize they have a voice. Before Olson started writing, he expressed himself through cinematography.
I also knew that I had, you know, these weird ideas, and I thought it might be great to put on film. So that, coupled with the veteran, you know, the large number of veteran suicides, made me want to start something where veterans had an outlet in Mizzou, where the veterans who are more artistic, in quotes, could come together in a community and throw our ideas out there and bounce them off each other and maybe come out with something good, whether it be just friendship or true art.
Olson says this includes veterans who are still in the military and those who have not deployed.
What I tend to find is that those people don't necessarily think of themselves as veterans, and that really pains me because they serve their country too, and those are all parts of a well-oiled machine, and without all of them, it would not be able to work.
Olson says it's important for veterans to write. He says if veterans don't write down their stories and experiences of what really happened, it leaves room for historians and the media to create their own stories. Olson's writing group meets every other Thursday.
Our eyes and minds wide open. We are King of the Hill.
That's Off the Clock this week. I'm Jen Cooper. Thanks for listening. Have a great weekend.